I mean, you know, we've gone up. I don't know if anybody are familiar with, if any of you are familiar with this, but the Boundary Water Canoe Area, northern Minnesota, our family loves to go up there. Matter of fact, when Paul was 4 or 5 months old, he was laying in the front of the canoe in the Boundary Water Canoe Area. And you know, nothing speaks to me than whenever you're out in the middle of a lake in a canoe and a bald eagle flies over you so close that you can hear the wind rushing over its wings. Talk about a renewed soul and a renewed mind. You see, there's not a set way that we do things. The point is, we have to spend time with God. We have to get to know our Creator. We have to be intimate with our Creator. And yes, we do need to get to know the Word. However that works best for you, we cultivate. We need to cultivate our faith in the activity of everyday life. The miracle of your friends. You know, since Jamie's been a teacher, and of course the years I've had in the pulpit and counseling and such with that, and my mom and dad were teachers, sometimes kids just drive you insane. But you know what? It never fails. You find out those kids, well, my dad's in jail. My mom's going to jail next week. Or my dad beat me all my life. They don't share that right off the cuff. Those are those personal times that you are blessed to have with teenagers. And there's usually a reason why they are looking for attention. There's usually a reason why we are looking for attention. We need to find God's miracles in every part of life. Quiet conversations with our friends, the freshness of a child's spontaneous observation, the warmth of bubbling hot chili on a cold fall day, the comfort of a family night when everything is just right. David says in the 145th Psalm, "On your works, God, I will meditate every day, and I will bless you." You see, it's an awareness of what God is doing and the impulse to praise God that go hand in hand. This reflection can take place in the workplace or at school, where many of us spend more time than we do with our own families. Martin Luther, the prime figure in the Protestant movement, argued that not just priest or nun, but also milkmaid or blacksmith could become deeply conscious of God's presence. This can happen in our family times. It can happen in our leisure times. Thomas Kelly writes this, and this is where I got the name of this sermon. "A life of little whispered words of adoration, of praise, of prayer, of worship can be breathed all through the day." You know, I used to, back whenever I was a chemist, I used to cuss those people that would drive out in front of me and go through a stoplight or something like that. I know that none of you do that. But you know what? One day I was doing that, and I was in the middle of my cussing, and that car got sideswiped by a person coming through the other direction. And I said, you know what? Now I'm going to praise God every time somebody does that to me, because I need to be right where I am. You see, we can find God in every day, minute by minute experiences. So what is faith? Faith is confidence that God is who He says He is and that God will do all that He has promised to do. It's a renewed mind. We have to transform our minds, but it's not instantaneous. I want you to hear that. It is constant work. Do these things, well, I already know the answer. Do these things help us find time? No, and I'm sorry I didn't have some magical thing that I could wave a wand and say, here's time in your day. All of a sudden we have 36-hour days. We'd fill them somehow. But seriously, think about how much time we spend in our life physically here on earth versus spiritually. And what we do spiritually really weighs much more heavily on our lives than anything we do physically. Does that make sense to you all? So do our best to make time. It's the most important thing that we will do in our lives. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for your word today. We give you thanks for your scripture, for the songs that we've experienced together, for this time that we've had together to focus on you, Lord. We ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us as we go from this place. Guide and direct us. In Jesus' holy name, amen.